part of the revolution today. In the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Everybody, this is Joyce Riley, Dave on Kleist. We all know knowledge is power, and this is the Power Hour. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of the radio station, and certainly not of the Obama administration, for sure. We're going to talk about that this hour. Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is the May 4th edition of the Power Hour, third hour edition. We're going to be joined today by an attorney who is taking the Obama administration to task. Gary Creep joins us today. He's the executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. He tried suing Barack Obama to produce his birth certificate and put an end to the controversy over his status of whether or not he was a natural-born citizen. Now, although they did not succeed in the endeavor, it did not stop the Obama administration or the forces that be from coming after them and the United States Justice Foundation with a vengeance. We're going to find out about that with our guest today, Gary Creep. Thank you, Attorney Gary Creep, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I thank you very much for getting up early so that you can join us and help us understand what the latest is. Now, your website gives a tremendous background for the problem of whether or not the documents exist with the President of the United States to make him president or not at usjf.net. usjf.net. You can also go to today's guest, click on it, and it'll take you right to his website. How did you get, well, first of all, your background as an attorney, what kind of law do you practice or what kind of interest do you have?
Well, to make a living, I've been a family law, business law, and general civil litigator and appeal attorney for over 33 years. But back in 1979, two other attorneys founded the United States Justice Foundation. I've been working on that ever since, and back in 1992, I started working on it full-time. And I work on my private practice when time permits and in order to make a living.
And what is the mission of the United States Justice Foundation?
To educate the populace on the important issues of the day from a constitutional point of view and to litigate on those issues.
Have you found yourself in constitutional fights in the courtroom?
Yes, for essentially the entire 30-plus years that USPS has been in existence.
Give us an example of some of the constitutional issues that you have taken a position on.
Well, for instance, last year on February 28th, I believe was the date, an appellate court in California issued the infamous In re Rachel L. decision, which ruled unanimously from a three-court judge appellate panel that homeschooling was a crime in California unless the family used a credentialed teacher to handle homeschooling. After that decision came down, the family approached me, and I took over as lead appellate attorney and trial attorney in the case. And with God's blessing, in August of last year, we were able to obtain a ruling from the same three-judge appellate court panel that it ruled 3-0 to make it a criminal act that homeschooling was the right of all parents in California. So that's one example.
Congratulations. And let me say that I noticed an interesting, grouping here of people who are fighting constitutional issues, homeschooling, and God-fearing people. I seem to see this sort of in an aggregate.
Well, another example of a case we took on was back in 2006, a Bible study that was non-denominational had been meeting for 30 years, was all of a sudden barred from meeting in the commons area of the mobile home park that the people lived in. And so we took on that case, sued the Homeowners Association, won, and were able to restore the right of the people in that mobile home park to be allowed to have Bible studies.
You know, I want to commend you on that. We covered that story on the program. I did not realize that you were the attorney that handled that case. Congratulations for taking that case. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I didn't handle that case personally, but another attorney that was then employed by the United States Justice Foundation handled it, and God blessed us and gave us victory. It was a mobile home park in Warner Springs, California. So those are two examples. We've handled hundreds of cases over the 30-plus years of our existence. So if you'd like more examples, I can give you more.
Well, that's okay. I'll tell you, that gives us a background. So now we know why you're addressing the issue of Obama's credentials. What was it that sort of lit your fire as far as this? Because this is not obviously going to be a popular position to undertake in this country. What was it that sort of you and the United States Justice Foundation made a decision to go forward with this?
Well, simply, it's the protection of the United States Constitution. If someone like Mr. Obama can essentially say, I don't care what the Constitution says, I'm going to do whatever I want, then all of our constitutional rights are in danger. And that's a real significant possibility now that the players in the Obama administration are pushing this constitutional convention idea.
And, well, you've got such good information at the website. I'm just going to let people go there, usjf.net, because the background, all the articles, everything that's appeared and the information regarding the pros and cons of this is there at the website. But let's talk about the impact of this. How important is it, or how important would it be, if in fact the information that you have is true, that there have been...
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And there's absolutely no legal basis for that decision. He signed
okay,
nothing.
We've got a 4-minute break. We're going to be right back with our guest today, Gary Kriep, United States Justice Foundation, USFJ.net. After this 4-minute break, stay tuned to the Power Hour. Lots of information today, and it's good.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $890.70. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $916.67, $458.34 for the half ounce, and $229.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $916.67, $458.34, or $229.17.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800- 800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are things freer in America today than they were a couple years ago?
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Roddy. Dave Onkleist is not joining us today, but we're talking about the issues of the world. And we can't forget that we have a Heavenly Father that's so much more powerful. I mean, just look, the very fact that we can find that the base of Tamiflu, what Tamiflu is made of, comes from God, what God created, star anise. But when they added all the things to Tamiflu, the chemicals to it, it had all kinds of complications. So we're going to be getting star anise here at the Power Hour, and the best organic star anise that we can possibly get for you. And we've got to remember our Heavenly Father, in his brilliance, of course, knew all of this in the very beginning. And I just, yesterday and over the weekend during the Sabbath, I was playing some really wonderful music. And I thank the person that introduced me to the album called Breathe by Vineyard Music. And, you know, we haven't played He is Yahweh in a long time. So tomorrow we're going to play He is Yahweh because it is just such an amazing song. We can't forget where our real power comes from and get distracted with all of the problems that we see. the earthly, worldly problems. Our guest today is Gary Kriep, and he's helping us to understand some of the things facing the administration right now. And we're talking in terms of what he has found as far as background with respect to other people that have been removed from office that are not naturalized citizens. And, of course, would like to see Obama have to meet the same standard, of which he is not doing. Now, Mr. Kriep, let me ask you, are they, in fact, addressing any of these issues? Has anyone said anything from the administration?
No. All we've seen is the private attorneys representing Mr. Obama. And according to their FEC report, between last year and this year, they spent about almost $900,000 in unspecified legal costs. We don't know how much of that is what they've spent fighting us and the allies. And by that, I mean the attorneys we've been working with in other states. We've funded lawsuits, not only the California lawsuit, but we funded lawsuits in Mississippi, Hawaii, and Ohio about this issue also. All those are gone, unfortunately, but are still perseveres as we're getting ready to file this week our notice of appeal.
Oh, okay, that important point. So yours is still prevailing in the court system. You are filing an appeal. So explain that to us and what will take place.
Well, we felt that the judge's ruling was so egregious, was so out of touch with law, that we felt that the way we had postured the case and the way the judge ruled that we had a number of legitimate issues to file an appeal on. And so today we'll be filing an appeal with the California Appellate Court, asking for the appellate court to review the entire decision. We'll be emphasizing certain aspects of the decision, but asking the appellate court to review the entire decision. And if we are successful in that, and we have great hopes that we will be, given the way that the judge postured his ruling, then we expect the Obama people and or the California Secretary of State to appeal that decision to the California State Supreme Court. And then whoever loses at the California State Supreme Court will almost certainly appeal the decision to the United States Supreme Court.
Very good, very good. Now, there was the very fact that you had created this issue in the first place did not go unnoticed by the Obama administration. Tell us about the retaliation that occurred from whatever source.
Well, when we issued a subpoena to Occidental College in California to obtain Mr. Obama's college records, and the Obama people, their various leadership and their attorneys responded immediately and demanded that we send the subpoena until after their challenges to our lawsuit had been heard, and we declined to do that, so they filed a motion.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home, and IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years, and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a subtle and unbreaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Also, the salt lamps. If you have never seen a salt lamp, go to the Power Hour website. It is awesome. They are just absolutely beautiful. They are pieces of salt, Himalayan salt. They're very heavy. with a light inside of it. And they give off negative ions, which is a good thing to overcome the positive ions of toxins. They almost serve as sort of like an air filtration system. We still have the single heart and the double heart for Mother's Day, the prosperity basket, pyramid, the horse head, egg shape, and the cross available at the Power Hour. Now, the cross is 9 pounds. That is huge. It's not that huge. It is heavy. And they're available by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Now, remember, there's only limited numbers of those salt lamps. They are hard to get. So please take advantage of that. Again, 877-817-9829. These are the best made-in-America products that we can find. Now, of course, Himalayan salt comes from the Himalayas, and that's the only place it comes from. And it is the best salt. That's why we carry it. All the items are the best that we can find at the Power Hour. We're talking to our guest today, Gary Creep, and the website is USJF.net. And you can go to today's guest, click on it, and see the compilation of information on the documentation or lack of documentation of Obama. Now, this is not just the only issue that the USJF deals with. They're concerned about other issues. In fact, I was just told about the Homeland Security lawsuit that's about to be filed. Is that something you want to tip your hat at right now, Gary Creep?
Certainly.
Okay, let's talk about that. You're an attorney and for the Justice Foundation, and you're going to get ready to file a lawsuit. Let's talk about this.
Yes, as I believe your listeners are aware, the Department of Homeland Security has issued two reports nationwide and one report in the state of Missouri, basically delineating who they consider to be right-wing extremists, discussing them at length, and saying, and they've distributed at least one of the reports, the one that I'm going to talk about mostly, nationwide to law enforcement, asking law enforcement to monitor these people. And we have anecdotal evidence that that's been going on in Missouri, which had the first of the similar reports, what they call the fusion centers set up by the Department of Homeland Security to regionally gather information on dangerous people. Now, as your listeners, I believe, know, what they consider dangerous people are those who believe in end-time prophecies, veterans, people who are advocates in what are referred to as single-issue arenas, such as opposing illegal immigration, opposing abortion, opposing same-sex marriage, those who it's basically just about everybody. Anybody who's a Christian is covered because if you're Bible believing, you believe in anti-prophecies. They have, you're a terrorist, according to the Department of Homeland Security, if you stockpile food. Well, there goes all members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There goes everybody that has followed FEMA's directive to store food in case of national emergency. There goes essentially everybody in California has listened to the advice over the years to store food in case of earthquake. I mean, we're talking about a lot of people. Everybody who has some sort of shelter that contains food in the Midwest to escape tornadoes. I mean, we're talking about a significant portion of the population are, according to the United States government, right-wing extremists. And this document has justified the monitoring of those people and reporting of them.
And I know being in the state of Missouri here, we have had the full force of this. I went to my sheriff to visit with him about this, and he was really surprised at it. He was very shocked. He had heard about it but hadn't really seen it. And I think by now they all have. But I am so thrilled to see that you're taking an offensive move on this, because we haven't seen that action taken place by organizations. And now your organization is moving forward, and I commend you heartily and wish that the Power Hour team would get behind you, support you financially, because you've got a family to feed. You've got other things to do besides doing all this pro bono, work without getting paid for it. We need to support you on this. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't go and start the lawsuit, or perhaps you don't want to, but we can support those that are. Now, this is going to be an amazing lawsuit, I think. Let's talk about what the what you're alleging in this, as well as what you want to accomplish by this. But remember, go to the website, listeners, and please support the Justice Foundation, the United States Justice Foundation, as they go forward with this. All right, what are you going to say in this lawsuit? Or what? How much can you tell us about it right now?
Well, it hasn't been filed yet, so it's not a public document, and it's still in creation. We have not finalized the lawsuit. But what we're going to allege is that this is nothing more than the attempt by the Obama administration to chill the constitutional rights of those who oppose it, to scare and intimidate those who oppose the Obama agenda into silence for fear that they will be targeted, they will be followed, that they will be monitored, that reports will be turned into the federal government about their activities, and that could lead to a variety of things. It could lead to a public awareness of the false allegations that someone is a right-wing extremist. It could lead to someone losing their job. It could certainly lead to people being afraid to exercise their constitutional right of freedom of speech. It could certainly be chill the people wishing to exercise the right to petition their government for redress of grievances, to the right to assemble, to meet together and join to oppose the Obama agenda. We're talking about a significant issue here. You know, there's in the past been all these complaints, and justifiably so, about the efforts of past administrations to subvert and coerce their political enemies. But this is on a broad scale. This isn't just saying, oh, well, you know, some elements of this political party or that political party are bad for the country, and so therefore we're going to try to discredit them. This is the wholesale use nationwide of law enforcement on all levels to intimidate and coerce people into being afraid to open their mouths about important issues of the day.
And I fit in almost every one of the categories that you explained earlier as far as the people that are impacted by this from the Department of Homeland Security. Now, what is it that you want to accomplish? What if you, in this lawsuit, I mean, are you going to have any, what are you going to ask for? What are you going to tell them to do? What are you going to try to accomplish?
Well, we're going to seek a withdrawal and retraction of the report and an acknowledgement that that this report constitutes a major violation of the constitutional rights of all citizens of the United States. That's the goal of the report. We want to make sure that this report is not used to harass or coerce people into silence. That's what we're trying to do. Yeah, some people say, well, why are you doing this? You know, the government doesn't mean anything by it. You know, this is just used to go after, you know, specific groups or whatever. Well, if it said it was going to go after specific groups, then it would say that, and it didn't. It just lumped veterans and pro-lifers and those who oppose illegal immigration and those who stockpile food and Christians, Bible-believing Christians, all into this one tense, so to speak, saying, well, you're all potential right-wing terrorists, so we have to monitor you to make sure you don't go bad. Well, that's awfully wonderful, but it's strictly unconstitutional. I mean, basically, you're punishing someone for having for expressing a position that's in opposition to the government.
Now, let's look at the bill itself, or let's look at the information that Homeland Security put out. What kind of teeth is in this information? In other words, what can they do by what has already been announced by Janet Napolitano from Homeland Security? What can this be used for? How can it be put into action by the 50 states?
Well, according to statements issued by the Department of Homeland Security, the report was sent to law enforcement agencies all across the country in all 50 states. And what these law enforcement agencies are being asked to do is to monitor the people that come within these definitions and to submit reports on a regular basis to the federal government so that they can keep track of all these alleged potential terrorists and all these. In the MIAC report, they talked about people who oppose the UN as being militia members and potentially violent. Those who oppose the Constitutional Convention.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Would be, sir?
My response would be take an attorney with you, because in normal circumstances, if it was going to be something public, I'd say take a witness with you. But since it's, you're going into a federal government building and you don't know if they're going to let you out or not, they may decide that they're going to take you into custody immediately, because there are provisions of the Patriot Act. And that, remember, there's a lot of people taken to Guantanamo, although they were all foreign nationals.
Allegedly.
Foreign nationals. I'd be concerned. I'd take an attorney with me. Make sure that a number of people know, a number of your friends know that you, when you're going and when you're going to be there. And I would show up because it could be something innocent. But again, I'd take an attorney with me. And I would walk in, put a tape recorder right down on the table and say, okay, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we can proceed with your interview. And if they refuse to allow you to tape it, then I would get concerned. If they refuse to allow you to have an attorney with you, I would get concerned. And I'm not sure I would stick around if I couldn't have an attorney. I mean, I am an attorney, so that's slightly different. But if I was an attorney, if I couldn't have an attorney in the questioning, and if I couldn't tape record the questioning, I'd start really getting concerned. And but I can tell you from experience that government bureaucrats don't want you recording anything. They want to be able to, the law enforcement, And you know, this is a tactic that's been used for a long time, and you can see it in a number of TV programs. They have the right to lie to you in order to get you to try to confess or trick you into saying something that you may not want to say.
I don't know that I would enter into their jurisdiction by going down to their office. That's my own personal situation here. What about if they come to your door? Would you, and they say to you, or they say to me, Joyce Riley, we're from the Domestic Terrorism Department of Homeland Security. We'd like to come in and ask you a few questions.
Well,
after this break, I'll tell you what, after this 3-minute break, we're going to come back and find out what his recommendation would be. This is not legal advice, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to find out, how do we deal with this? I have a feeling this is coming, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour 3-minute break. Our guest, United States Justice Foundation, the director and founder, Gary Creep. Stay tuned. Back in 3 minutes.
People who use supplements are learning more about herbs and their effectiveness, and so are the people who do the research and make the supplements. Turmeric has been long known to be a balancing and detoxifying herb, and curcumin is the active part of turmeric. Curcumin 98 is 98% curcumin, and ongoing studies are showing that curcumin is helping people who suffer from acne, allergies, autoimmune disorders, burns, chickenpox, diabetes, liver damage, rashes, tumors, ulcers, eye problems, multiple sclerosis, and more. Testimonies are rolling in from folks who've tried curcumin, and the results are some of the best we've ever seen. There are 500 milligrams of curcumin in each of the 200 capsules, and each capsule also contains bioperin, which doubles the effectiveness of the curcumin, and each jar is only $34.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Curcumin 98 is getting rave reviews across the board, and you just may add your voice to those who are singing the praises of Curcumin 98. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Curcumin 98 today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
America, welcome back to the Power Hour. I don't want to take any time for any bumper music because we got a guest today that is really helping us, well, giving us some faith and some courage and the fact that there are people that are taking action. You can go to the United States Justice Foundation, usjf.net, and please donate and help them because this is quite an undertaking that they're doing against Department of Homeland Security, which involves every single person in the Power Hour audience, I can assure you right now. So please do that and support them. Also, let me just add that tomorrow, Dr. Ed Close is going to be back on the program. Now, we need to invoke God's power in what we're doing, and maybe we're not doing it right. Well, Dr. Ed Close provides scientific proof. Remember, he's a physicist. He's provided scientific proof that there is a God. He did it in a by using physics. And it's in the book called Transcendental Physics by Dr. Ed Close. He proves the existence of God. And he says that our thoughts, our prayers are so important that we do this in a way that is effective. He'll be joining us, as well as Dr. Truott will be joining us in the third hour to talk about, remember that book that we just started carrying at the Power Hour, Horrors of Vaccination? It's a 1920 book written just after the swine flu epidemic, and it is amazing. So Dr. Truott will be joining us tomorrow. I'm going to get back to our guest today, Gary Creep. We're almost out of time, but Mr. Creep, the attorney Gary Creep, the answer that I should have or someone might want to consider if somebody comes to your door and says, can we come inside and talk to you?
Yes, first of all, I'd be reluctant to let them inside because once they're inside, anything they see could become part of a report or could be used to come after you with. For instance, if you have one of the things in the Department of Homeland Security report that they discuss as people who are right-wing extremists and potential terrorists is those who oppose recent gun control legislation. So if you have any guns in the house, that would therefore after become part of a report. What I would try to do is ask them why they were there. I would have a family member call a neighbor to come over or call an attorney to come over because they're not there for the fun of it. They're there to interrogate you, just like if they ask you to come to their office, they're there to interrogate you. Now, they may be interrogating you about you or they may be interrogating you about somebody you know, but in either event, you would want a third-party witness. They're not a member of your family. And at the very least, if you do decide to let them in for whatever reason, out of Christian courtesy or whatever, then I would have put a tape recorder down on the table and say, I'm tape recording whatever we're saying now.
Okay, let me just ask you. You don't have to let them in. What if you said, I'll step outside and I'll answer a couple of questions, or I'll just step outside and say, I'd like to have my attorney present if there's going to be any questioning going on here. How would that be?
Well, technically, they're not supposed to then, if you are a suspect in anything, they're not supposed to question you until your attorney comes. What they'll probably say is, well, we're just here on something informal. You don't need your attorney. You don't need witnesses. And you know,
yeah, you bet.
You shouldn't be recording this. And if they start talking that way, then you should be even more concerned that they're there for you and not for somebody else. And basically, you have unless they have a warrant or unless they're going to take you into custody, you have the right to refuse to talk to them. You don't have to let them into your house unless they have a warrant. You don't have to talk to them unless they, and especially if they take into custody, you definitely don't have to talk to them without an attorney present. But as we've seen recently, the Obama administration is trying to get the courts to relax the Miranda warnings.